for that quick update, and I do recognize the time. Canada regrets we were unable to complete any surveys this year. It just wasn't within our resources. But just quickly, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues here from the Forest Producers Association of Canada, ETN. They provide a voice for Canada's wood pulp, paper, and wood-based bioproducts producers nationally and internationally in government, trade, and environmental affairs. FPAC has an Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee that is responsible for implementing their new Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Policy. They support several programs related to areas. I'd also like to acknowledge the Project Learning Tree with my colleague here from Sustainable Forestry Initiative, and I'm sure she'd love to tell you more about it. And lastly, I'd just like to mention the Free to Grow in Forestry Initiative Canada has. It was created to support the objectives of the Gender Equity in Canada's Forest Sector National Action Plan as a campaign specific to advancing the inclusion of women in the forest sector. And if you go on the website or go on the web, you can just search Free to Grow in Forestry and you can have all the information there. Or see me later.